It was insects.
Did you ever see him come in a big thing?
Well, you could get him in 100 pounds too. But very few people would get him. The wholesaler would have him quite a bit, 100 pound sacks. And it had to be a tremendous big family to buy. Well, a family like us, we were seven, and 25 pounds would last quite a while. We never get 100 pounds because the weavers and stuff would get in it during the summer when it was hot.
Now, they used to have to roll some of these off the bag on, off the back of a wagon on boards, you know, the things that say that would come in.
Yeah, you had your
molasses would come in a what?
That would come in barrels. Your cooking oil, all that kind of stuff would come in 55-gallon drums.
Okay. And did come in a barrel, you said?
Yeah, in 55-gallon drum. Because I heard a bunch of, I didn't exactly see it, because I heard a bunch of these old people that wasted a wholesale. I got one of my old hunting friends that he'd been there for 40 years, I believe. And he told me how he fit them 55-gallon drums of cooking oil and other stuff that would come, and 100 pounds of sugar in the old days. And now the most they pick up is 50 pounds, I believe.
Okay. Now, in a barrel that had a narrow mouth, you would make something to say to make it go.
You have to have a funnel.
Make a funnel to make it go down there? Did, when you were driving the wagon, you used a, what hit the horses with?
You had a whip. The buggers had a buggy whip, and then you had a bull whip. Well, most of them would use bull whips.
Yeah.
On the wagons.
Okay. Now, when you go into town.
Rickley.
CBA.
Hello, Dr. Vega.
Tell Junior Petty CB off. It's coming up.
I get interference with this thing all the time with the CB. I guess it's a battery in it or something like that.
He come that radio TV.
Over that?
Yeah, when he talk it. If we put that on, it come out over there.
When you buy fruit at the store, the grocer would put it in a paper bag.
Well, in then time you didn't have to. You always had a sack or something. They didn't have too many paper sacks then.
Okay.
In the old time.
Okay, when you bought, say when you went into town and you needed, your mother would send you, say, with some money to get some flour, how much would you buy, maybe? Would it ever come in a paper?
Yeah, you could get...
They weigh it out?
Yeah. You could get nickel dimes worth. Because
10?
Yeah, 10 pounds. 25 pounds, well, it couldn't have been much over about a dollar, if it was a dollar. I don't believe it. Must have been about 75 cents. Because I remember I used to go to town 35 cents, get 35 cents worth of stew meat. And that sack I was staying in, I had the back of it full. And the rest of the little stuff I had, and we'd go to town and take 2 dozen eggs. 2-3 dozen eggs. And we could buy God knows how much stuff with it. And one day, we even went to the drugstore, some eggs. Made a mistake. We went to the drugstore, but the lady bought the eggs and paid us. We went to get groceries. She said, we don't sell groceries. Well, she said, take the eggs, though. So she went out and bought the eggs, gave us cash for them.
Yeah. Now, potatoes would be shipped in a...
Sweet potatoes?
Yeah. Or any sort of potatoes, right?
Well, in a crate. Your sweet potatoes, most of them shipped in a